you very much, Charles. That's lovely. It's really hard because there's not enough words, is there, to say about Mikey, really. And I say Mikey because when I first met Michael between 1993 and 1994, I thought he was strange. I've told this story. Mikey knows I told this story. I thought he was strange because Aboriginal women don't always get hugged by white men. And to come into this organisation, everybody was hugging us, and it was really strange. And you tend to think, well, you know, what do they want? You know, are they genuine? Or, you know, do they really mean it? But it didn't take long to realise that the hugs were real, very, very real. And I used to always call Michael. But then I started to take a name from Cheryl. I mean, Cheryl was calling him Mikey. I mean, it's her husband. She was calling him Mikey. So only Barb started calling him Mikey. So for years I've been calling him Mikey. But it's really hard to... he was a very passionate man. I mean, I'm not telling you any words that you don't think yourselves about him. He was a lovely man. He'd done so much for Aboriginal communities within Australia. We had some wonderful times flying up to Alice Springs, and we went to Canberra as well. But particularly up in Alice Springs, we had some really wonderful times. When I first got on a little plane, I hesitated a little bit because I love Mikey, but I don't know about little planes. But Cheryl said, "Barb, he's a really good pilot." Said, "Oh yeah, whatever. I'm brave." But he really was a good pilot. He really, really was. So we've been on many, many journeys with David and David's dad and myself. And there's a particular, there's an Aboriginal woman from Coober in South Australia. And we picked her up from Adelaide in this little plane. And because it was her country, she knew exactly where we were. And Michael shared that story a lot about Maureen Williams. She knew exactly where we were, because all he got me to do was find out if the road was still down there. But Mikey had a lovely, as you know, sense of humour. I miss his laugh. He had lots of jokes and lots of fun. But he's made such a big difference in a lot of Aboriginal communities across Australia. I think Mikey's made a difference to everybody that he meets. We certainly don't stand up here alone. He was a lovely, lovely man. But I often, he used to talk to me about his mum too, and I often think behind a lovely man is a lovely woman. And I say that about his mother, because I've had my daughter-in-law say to me, "Thank you," because my sons do dishes and do the washing. And I'll tell you what, I reckon mothers are pretty good. So if Michael's mum can accept that, I think it's wonderful. But he was such a gentleman, and he just meant so much to so many people. And I don't want to take up people's time here anymore. But I know Mikey's up there. He's working with Flora, and they're already doing the therapy stuff up there. So, he wouldn't want us to dwell too much about him, and he'd want us to move on. And we all know about grief and loss and that, because he's taught us so well, hasn't he? You know? So, but thank you. I just want to say that, like the rest of you, Michael's got a spot in all our hearts, and we probably all love him. So thank you.